Chandler has gone to the jungle temple. While Dorothy and Nadia are shopping, Mira comes to the garden of the Regent's home and tells Bob and Betty Beatrice has left the palace for the day. She asks them to come with her to the palace where she wishes to send a secret message by means of the flashing star on the roof. They go to the observatory where Bob sends a code message. Betty and Bob return home, not knowing the message has read, Chandler has gone to the Temple of Death. Meanwhile, the present act opens on a jungle road. Chandu, the magician.
We must be nearly there. That grotto ahead looks like the place where we're to leave the horses and take the path to the temple.
That grotto is an amazing looking thing, isn't it? Those long green vines trailing in the black water look like the tentacles of some horrible green octopus waiting to strangle whoever comes too close.
Oh, come, come. Don't let this jungle get on your nerves.
Oh.
You've surely seen similar things in the African jungle.
Similar, yes. But there's an air of horror over this whole place that I've never known anywhere else. Don't you feel it yourself?
You're imagining things, Jeffrey. This is a good place for the horses. We'll tie them and leave them here.
Just a minute, will you, Mr. Chandler?
What's the matter?
I almost forgot my pistol.
Jeffrey, you haven't brought that pistol with you.
Of course I have.
But you know firearms are not allowed in Java. If we meet a native and he sees that pistol, you'll be turned over to the police.
I can't help it.
But what do you expect to do with it?
I don't know, but it's the only protection I have, and I'm not going to let it go. Oh, Mr. Chandler, you don't know what it means to be ridden night and day by a horrible, haunting curse you can't even fight.
Yes, I know. I do know. But don't let yourself be stampeded by fear into shooting that pistol. Unless it's actually to save your life.
I won't. But there must be someone up here. This jungle trail is as plainly marked as if it had just been made.
Yes, I know. Mira told me there was a legend that this trail was kept open by some supernatural power.
What?
And that although natives won't venture near here, and no one ever does any work on the trail, it's always just like this. That's why I found it so easily.
When you're up here among these trees that seem to press in on you like ranks of black ghosts, it's easy to believe almost any native legend. What do you expect to find up here?
I expect to find a parchment, which I believe is the key to the cipher you and I found in the witch doctor's hut on the jungle island.
Then Princess Nadia couldn't read the symbols on that parchment?
No. We decided we never could read them unless we found the key. By that time, Mira had asked me to come up here to get a certain old family document for her, and I believe it's the same parchment I'm looking for.
But if it is, why should Mira be interested in finding it?
I don't know yet, but I'll tell you this. I thought it was important enough to delay my real work in Java until I had learned what the contents of that parchment were.
Then you really think you may be able to defeat Beatrice?
Of course I do. Although Beatrice must have been very sure there was nothing I could do, or he would never have allowed you to come with me.
Is that what you think, Mr. Chandler?
What else is there to think? What do you mean, Jeffrey?
Oh, I suppose it was too much to hope for. But I thought perhaps that night in the Hall of the Azure Light might have weakened Beatrice's power over me. Don't you see?
That may be true. But come, don't be so discouraged. We've only begun.
I tell you this. I've made up my mind never to obey that summons of Beatrice again. I cannot escape it any other way. Well, there's always this pistol. Life's not worth living on such terms.
Why do you speak as if we were already defeated?
Oh, I don't know. It must be this horrible jungle. I've never seen a place that seemed more filled with menace. The air is thick, stifling.
All jungles are like this.
Yes. How silent it is.
Yes. Stop a moment. Look ahead, where the sunlight is so bright. That must be the clearing.
Yes, that's the temple directly ahead. It's curious the jungle hasn't covered the ruins long ago.
Come on, let's go in.
Why, there's nothing in here but a mass of fallen stones. Have you any idea where to begin searching, Mr. Chandler? We can never move all this stone if we stay here for a year.
Fortunately, I have a crude sort of map Mira gave me.
Oh.
She said she'd found it in the palace, and Beatrice didn't know she had it. Here, hold this end of it, will you? I'll unroll it.
Where are we standing now with reference to this plan?
Don't you see? The sides of the temple are here, and these are the ends. This is the doorway where we came in.
Oh, yes, I see. Then that must have been the altar at the other end.
Yes, that's right. Those huge stone images there are, of course, the gods that fell from the altar.
Images?
Yes, don't you see them? They've been slowly wearing away with the sun and rain for thousands of years.
Do you know the history of this place?
Only what Mira told me. The legend is that for countless generations, a green flame had burned on the altar, and that at one time an unbeliever had extinguished the fire, and the gods had become so angry that they had hurled themselves from their pedestals and caused the temple to be destroyed.
It's not difficult to believe any savage pagan thing here, is it, Mr. Chandler?
No. You can almost see how it must have looked in here then. Dark and cool, and the green flame lighting up the hideous faces of those gods.
Oh, it's altogether too real. What should we do first?
I've been looking at this plan. You see here in the sketch of the altar, there's a small square drawn. I couldn't understand it when I looked at it in Surabaya. Let's see what it is. I brought a small brush with me because I thought we might have to search in places where the stone has been tightly fitted together. I'll brush off the top of the altar and see what we see.
There it is. See it? See it, Mr. Chandler?
So it is. At some time or other, a square opening has been cut in the top of the altar, and then a stone fitted into it.
You mean this might be the hiding place of the parchment you're looking for?
The only thing that makes me doubt it is that it's so absurdly easy to find.
But how do you know anyone else has ever looked for it?
We don't. But I'm beginning to wonder if... Well, we'll see if we can get this stone out. Have you a knife, Jeffrey?
Oh, yes.
Then will you scrape out those bits of stone there and there while I loosen these around the edge?
Yes.
I think we'll find there are projections that we can slip our hands under and lift the stone right out. It's probably only a slab of stone a couple of inches thick.
Look, Mr. Chandler, it's quite easy. I can almost brush it away.
Shall we try to lift it out? We'll have to climb up on the altar, I think.
Yes, that would be easier, wouldn't it?
Now, you take that end, if you will.
Right.
I'll take this end. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pull. There. Let's put the stone down here.
Look out for snakes in there, Mr. Chandler.
Well, there couldn't be snakes in there. How could they get in? There's just a square hole in the stone about a foot deep. And there's the parchment.
Where?
Let's get down. Now, let's have a look at it. Be very careful. We don't want to crack it.
Is there anything on it that you can identify, Mr. Chandler?
Let me see. Yes, there is.
What?
There's the symbol of a snake and the triangle. And there's a flower that might almost be the lotus, exactly like the ones we saw on that other parchment. We've found it. There's no doubt about that.
Then there's no reason why we can't go away right now, is there? Oh, listen. Mr. Chandler, it's Beatrice. He's calling me.
Don't obey him. Stay here.
I can't. It's the curse of the jungle. I'm either known, no one to help me. Goodbye, Mr. Chandler.
Jeffrey, come back here.
I tell you, I can't. Goodbye.
Oh, this is what we have come to with your magic, Mr. Chandler. Undo the magician. Marshall is dead, and all of Lemuria must await the coming of another.
He's not dead, but he is free from you. Free from you forever, Beatrice.
What do you mean? I heard the shot that killed him, and there is more. Firearms are not permitted in Java, and I shall have very great pleasure in delivering you into the hands of the Javanese authorities when you return to Surabaya. If you do return to Surabaya...
I tell you, there was no shot fired.
Then why is Marshall lying dead in the stone?
He is not dead. He's only unconscious.
Ah!
But when he wakes, he will be free of your spell over him. I caused that sound you thought was a shot. I knew it was the only way to break the delusion of Marshall, that he must obey you. But you never would have added him to the group of people whom you believe to be Lemurian, in any case, because he meant to shoot himself rather than to submit.
Then the shot was only a trick.
And very well known in certain parts of the world.
And you believe you have removed Marshall from my influence? Is that it, Chandler?
Of course it is.
But you are parchment, just as I meant you to do.
Yes, and this time you've overplayed your hand. When the parchment was so easy to find, I knew we'd been tricked. I was waiting for some of your men to show their faces.
If I had not believed Marshall had shot himself, you would never have seen me here. Nor would you have looked on any man's face again. This is the end for you, Chandler. You and all the tricks of magic you brought with you from the Far East. This time, Lemuria will come into her own.
I'm not easily frightened, Beatrice.
It's too late for your trickery. This temple will be destroyed as the palace of the Lemurian king was destroyed. And I will take Marshall back to the palace of the secret star.
And I'm to remain here in the jungle indefinitely? Is that it, Beatrice?
Yes. Buried beneath the fallen walls of the ancient temple that is guarded forever by the fallen gods of Lemuria, upon whose names now I call to help me in the temple's destruction. Goodbye, Chandu the Magician.